courtesy of girls of the Chamber of Commerce.
All right. We might have you outnumbered in here, Miss Chamber of Commerce. How the heck are you?
Good. How are you?
Janae Preeves here. Yeah, doing good. You have filled our studio with educators.
I have, ISD 465, Litchfield Public Schools, is our March solo business spotlight.
Oh, boy.
So I have the majority of the admin team here to fill us in on all the good stuff going on in the district.
Okay. Would you like to introduce them? Or
Maybe have them go around and introduce themselves, and then they can talk a little bit about
their... share a microphone.
Yeah.
But this guy, he's so comfortable behind a microphone that, you know, doesn't matter. Who is this?
Well, thanks for having me. I'm Chris Olson, the elementary principal here in town.
All right. And ma'am?
Hello, Chelsea Brown, middle school principal.
And sir?
Good morning, Jeff. Jason Michaels, high school principal.
Hello there. So, you're a spotlight member, but you're used to being under the spotlight. You just get all that attention all the time. And taking care of our children is what it's all about. We're going to start with Chris, and we'll work our way around this way. Chris, for people that don't know, you know, the Iron Range attributes of this guy, where do you come from, and what have you done since you've been here, and what are you doing now?
I graduated from Greenway, which is, we'll call it the range. It's a little farther west than the actual Iron Range. But
there's no town called Greenway, by the way.
So it's Greenway High School. I'm in my 22nd year here in town. I started as a middle school teacher coached hockey and fast pitch in town here. And then 6 years ago, slid into administration and became the elementary principal. So,
okay. You, as far as that goes, good move?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's exciting to see our littlest, our youngest students have been working with the web staff in addition to over at Wagner with our preschool and our early childhood stuff as well. And just to see our students when they come in on the first day of school, especially from a kindergarten standpoint, to watch them look around and try to navigate to watching them today, in the middle of March here, and to watch them, they're seasoned veterans, and they have it all figured out. And and I think that's a huge hugely related to the relationships that our staff work so hard to build, from having staff members stand outside to, we have two staff members, our social workers, stand outside at our main entrance and greet all the students by name when they get dropped off in the morning by their parents. We've got teachers that stand in the hallway when our kids come in for morning recess, greeting them. And so there's times that if you think about that, a second grader or a kindergarten, even some of our first grade students, if they get dropped off, they've had greetings from our social workers. They're outside playing, and then all the way down the hallway, they might have had a good morning. They might have been told good morning six times before they even walk in their classroom. And so just reaching out and making it a point to talk to our students that way. I had heard somewhere once before that a student's favorite word is their name. And to hear their own name is really, really powerful.
Makes sense.
And I think there's just a genuine care for each other in the building, both from, staff to student, student to staff, student to student. I just think it's just very, very genuine. The work we do with our character education lessons, we really work hard to be terrific, which is kind of an acronym for the character pillars that we try to promote, with trustworthy, respect, responsible, fair, caring, and kind. It kind of looks like the word terrific, so we call it, we always try to be terrific. We've been working really hard to support our custodial staff. A weekly contest we have in the classrooms is the Golden Broom Award. So our custodians rank classrooms throughout the week, and whoever has the cleanest one every day at the end of the week gets the traveling trophy of a golden broom along with a reward for the class. I think it's been super helpful for our custodians, but it's been really fun to see our kids really take pride in their classrooms. Mm-hmm. And the pride that they take in it is the pride that our custodial staff has in the building. And just a hardworking group all the way around, from our nursing staff to our secretaries to our cook staff to our paraprofessionals, of course our teachers and dean of students, and even of course our students. Just hardworking kids and just staying positive and focusing on growth, learning, and having a lot of fun every day. So it's been awesome.
Well, and it's good to hear that, because of course I was a grade school student of the 60s, to tell you how old I am, but we were afraid of a lot of the teachers, a lot of, and all of the administrative staff. So things have come a long way.
Your relationship was probably a little different with
I was a little brat too, so I mean, that had something to do with it.
I think it's just focusing on the positive with that all the time and really working hard to connect with kids because we all need it. Everybody needs that relationship. Everybody needs that connection. And I think that's what we really, really want to try to focus on. You're not going to learn anything unless we're really making sure that those kids are taken care of.
All right. Mm-hmm. Around we go to Chelsea Brown. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Who is Chelsea Brown? Where did she come and what's she doing right
now? Oh, boy. Well, I'm a graduate of New London Spicer.
Okay.
And then my teaching career started in Wilmer, and I was there for many years, anywhere from kindergarten, fifth grade to seventh grade, and then ended up getting my administrative license and came here. This is my eighth year in Litchfield, which is just crazy to think about. Time has flown.
Yeah.
But just absolutely love it here. Love our staff. You know, just some of the other responsibilities that I have is helping with professional development and curriculum instruction enhancements and implementation. And I love that side of my job.
Yeah.
And so it's really nice being able to work with all district staff in that capacity.
Okay.
Some awesome things we have going on at the middle school right now. This is my favorite time of year. We actually start working on transitioning our students our eighth graders to the high school. Mr. Michaels gets to hang out with them. And then last week I was able to go to Ripley Elementary to talk to some teachers and Mr. Olson about transitioning the fourth graders to fifth grade, which is just awesome. We're just like the middle of the sandwich, and it's just super fun.
Yeah.
You know, some other really cool things that we have going on. Tomorrow night we have a parent meeting about a potential Washington, D.C. trip for our 6th through 8th graders in 2 years. It's something new. We haven't tried this before, where it's open to parents and to students. Mm-hmm. So like 8th graders will go their 10th grade before their 10th grade summer. And we get to go on a 4-day trip to Washington, D.C. and lots of fun tours and things like that. So we'll see about that. Our 7th and 8th graders last week had an awesome presentation by a man named Carmen Pata. He is a former strength and conditioning college coach. And he actually spoke to all of our football players too last week. Mr. Jackman was able to secure him to come in. And he just did a really nice job talking about the importance of, you know, being in some sort of an activity. It doesn't have to be sports. It can be theater. It can be, you know, music, anything like that, but just really staying involved. So it's nice to hear from somebody else, just that same message. And then it is field trip season.
Oh, I suppose.
Seventh graders got to go to Powder Ridge and Prairie Woods last week. And the pictures and the videos that I saw, our kids were going down the hill in Kimball in t-shirts and tank tops.
There was snow there?
There was snow. They were going really fast. So it was really icy, but they had a blast.
Yeah.
And then our fifth graders are going to the Science Museum next week. So that will be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And just lastly, we have the ability to have sixth graders in activities. You know, this year it was approved by the board last year, which I really appreciate, just keeping kids involved.
Right.
And so really impressed with our sixth grade numbers, all of our numbers. I think we have like 150 kids signed up for track this year plus. But it's all of our numbers, golf, tennis, everything. It's just really cool that our sixth graders have this opportunity. And it's funny watching them walk into the office to sign up. They don't ever come by themselves. They have their little pack.
Oh, is that right?
Come in, and then they all sign up, and it's pretty cool to see that happening. So
It's teamwork.
It is teamwork. You are correct.
There you go. All right. We'll come over to my right over here, and I think this guy maybe has spent a couple hours in this town. Jason Michaels, how are we doing?
Very good, Jeff. Thank you.
Tell us about you so that, you know, for some of our listeners that don't know your past.
Tough to follow these young principals.
There you go. Well,
it wasn't too long ago. I was the young one, and then all the others were older. But that's changed. But no, Jeff, we appreciate you having us, and I think thank you to Janae. And I think, you know, as always, it's a common theme. But I think you know, the relationship that the school district has with the community and the Chamber of Commerce and KLFT is a really important thing. And you know, this is just another example of that. And as far as the high school is concerned, whenever we come here, it's there's just so many things going on, and so it's speaking to the academics and speaking to all the activities and things like that. But I'll just say, as we were talking before we came on, you know, just to see some of the high school kids, whether they're trying to get on the golf course, whether they should be or not, or we see our track kids, they're out running around, and I was out for a long bike ride last night, and just to see all the, I think maybe more of the Ripley kids and the younger kids. It's like I went by Prairie Park, and my gosh, there must have been 25 or 30 kids out there just getting outside and getting some exercise. And so it's a really great time of the year from an activities and academic standpoint. But just to speak to a few things, as far as the high school is concerned, I know the Lions Club had about 30 to 35 of our seniors at a dinner last night, which is something they do each year, just for the Lions community members to get to know our kids. And I'm hoping, I was not there. I know Jim Jackman, our football coach, kind of gave a speech. And, you know, just for the Lions group to connect with our seniors and see who they are, see what they're doing, see what they're going into, is a really, really cool thing. We have a high school, middle school choir concert that's taking place tonight that starts at 5:30 at Bernie Acker Auditorium. It's kind of like when winter sports are finishing up, and then before spring sports start, then we get into choir concerts and band concerts. Right. This Thursday, we have our National Honor Society induction. We have about, I think, 25 of our juniors that'll be inducted into the National Honor Society, so we do that at the high school. And I know our robotics team tomorrow is making their way to Grand Forks for a competition. I think our swimming team with DC is close to swimming in the state meet, or they'll be going there in the next few days. So there's just so many really cool things that are taking place at the high school itself. I know tomorrow we have an early release. The district does. So all the kids are released at about 12:30 tomorrow, and we're doing teacher professional development. So we're doing everything from preparing for MCA testing to planning courses for next year, to diving into our standards and how we instruct our kids. And so it's kind of a the calm before the storm as we get into the end of the year here, and we start talking about things like prom and
what's that gonna look like
graduation. So I know this year the kids really like it, but basically the same. We'll do the grand march, and then for the offsite for after prom, we're going to be going to the Mall of America this year, which is something we've done every other year, and the kids really like that too. So those things start to ramp up, and it's just as we say, I think I speak for the three of us in that we have the best and most challenging jobs in the world. It's incredibly rewarding, but we're never bored because there's a lot of things going on and a lot of challenges. So it's just it's a pleasure to be here, and it's a great time of the year.
All right, very good. And like you said, we're kind of winding it down, you know, but it's the calm for the storm. I like that. So, all right, and Janae, I know we're getting kind of to the end of our time, but, you know, we got guests here, so we got to give you your moment. You have some things coming up. There's some things online you want to talk about.
Always, but I first just want to thank them for all that they do and all of our educators because, I mean, although they're winding down,
it never really winds down.
No, right. So if you get an opportunity to thank someone who's in education, please do so because they do amazing work, so...
Yeah. Yep. All right.
But going into chamber things, we have our online auction coming up. It starts next Monday, the 17th, St. Patrick's Day. You can get on there and start bidding, and then it'll go through Sunday. We have roughly 35 packages donated from various chamber member businesses, so you can get on there and check out the packages and decide what you want to start voting on. And then Monday the 17th, start voting, and all those funds are going to go towards our efforts in really bringing the chamber into the modern age.
We're looking
at some new tables and tables and chairs for the back. But so again, if you want to support us, you can do that through the online auction. And all that information is up on our website at litch.com.
And when does it end?
It ends the 23rd. So May 17th March 17th through the 23rd. And then we'll use all those funds to kind of...
It's nice that you have included that weekend because that's when people can maybe, you know, spend a little more time
with it. That's something we extended the dates this year in hopes that we'd catch more people. But and then after that, we've got our chamber social, which is open to the public, March 26th, Wednesday, March 26th from 9:30 to 11 at the chamber office. You can come and get treats and chat with some of those on our board of directors and our other committees and find out a little bit more about what we have to offer.
Okay. All right, Chris, any last comments? You can get that microphone over there because he loves that microphone.
No, thanks for having me. The connection to the community is vital for all of our students. Sure. But when we talk those kids that are 10 years of age and under, just to raise them up right.
Yeah, there you go. Chelsea, any last comments for our listeners this morning?
Oh, I just love at night, you know, when the kids leave, they actually never leave. You know, we're there 5:30, 6 o'clock, our gyms are full, the hallways are full, you know, it's just a really nice feeling to have the hub of the community where, you know, adults and students all can hang out and participate in different activities.
Sure. Mm-hmm. All right, Jason?
I like what Janae said, too, is that I think, you know, there's things that, the community can easily see. There's things that the community maybe has a little bit of a harder time seeing, but those behind-the-scenes work that so many of our teachers, our educators, our paraprofessionals, our custodians, so much goes unseen, and there's just, you know, we have our challenges just like any other organization, but the reality is we've got a lot of people that are working really, really hard for the students in this community. And, you know, if you get a chance to thank somebody who works for the school district, they really appreciate it because there's a lot of good work that's taking place.
All right. I really thank you guys for all coming in and updating on us on this, because for you guys, you live it every day. But for us over here, it's kind of like, oh, it's nice to hear that, because we don't hear that sort of stuff every day. So, again, thanks for coming in, Chris and Chelsea and Jason and Janae on our Chamber Chat.